Wearing tall rubber boots, Alice Besterman, a postdoctoral researcher with the Buzzards Bay Coalition, leads me along an overgrown path to the Little Bay Salt Marsh in Fairhaven.
And I'm going to kind of weave us up through this back zone because...
When we reach the salt marsh, it's low tide. So we should be standing on a meadow of short grass. But that's not what surrounds us.
So you see no grass, unvegetated, sandy mud... where all the grass is gone. In some locations, you also see anywhere from 1 inch to 5 or 6 inches of standing water.
These muddy areas are what scientists call dieback. Increasing high tides are causing water to get stuck on the marsh. That standing water kills the soft grass, leaving big patches of muck.
As these areas of dieback that hold water expand over time, they essentially start eating the marsh from the inside out.
Normally, salt marshes migrate inland, retreating from the sea level rise that's carving away at the coastline. When marshes are healthy enough to move, they can continue to protect the coast. But now, climate change is making sea levels rise faster than humans have ever seen before. So these dieback areas are growing too quickly for the marshes to retreat and maintain their integrity. A team of scientists is looking to buy them time.
This is the digging process.
We're way out on the marsh now, where a half dozen technicians and scientists from the Buzzards Bay Coalition, Save the Bay in Rhode Island, and other groups are guiding the operator of an excavator, the arm of which extends about 20 feet into the air.
And this is a low ground pressure excavator. It is specially created to work in marshes.
It's a surprisingly delicate procedure for a massive piece of machinery. The operator is scratching out grooves that the scientists call runnels, just 3 to 4 inches deep. The long, shallow channels allow the water to drain from the middle of the marsh into Little Bay.
The technique is to help aid tidal flow, to get that standing surface water off of these areas of dieback, allow the tide to come in and out, allow vegetation to regrow in these bare, muddy areas, and to start restoring, hopefully, other ecosystem services as well.
This technique has already been applied in Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island, where healthy marsh plants began to return to areas of dieback after just one growing season. On a planetary scale, salt marshes decrease the effects of global warming by capturing carbon in the atmosphere. They sequester greenhouse gases at a much faster rate than forests. And one more thing, salt marshes keep a check on unwanted species.
A species that thrives in these conditions of degrading habitat, and especially these shallow pockets of standing water or mosquitoes.
This is Wenley Ferguson of Save the Bay. She says that by reducing the standing water on the marsh, you eliminate mosquito breeding habitats. That could decrease the deadly mosquito-borne illness known as Triple E.
And the runnels, these shallow creeks, are also providing a way for fish species called mummy chugs in the salt marsh that will feed on mosquito larvae.
Runneling is still a new technique. And while it shows promise, these scientists are racing the clock. In the Northeast, sea levels are rising faster than just about anywhere in the world. So soon, it could be too late to restore the marsh. The restoration project will be a long process, but sometimes the work is rewarded almost immediately. Ferguson peers down into one of the new runnels.
The fish have already cleared the creek. I just saw a whole slew of them. Those are probably mummy chugs. Yes, you can see them right up at the surface. And they were not here this morning, but now that that water is flowing out and giving a way for the fish to move in, that's encouraging to see a response in an hour.
Ferguson and her team smile behind their masks. Then they cross the marsh to dig another runnel. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zuckoff.